According to his mother, Jack Burns was an actor before he was an actor. But Jack's most vivid memories of childhood were those moments when he felt compelled to hold his mother's hand. He wasn't acting then. Of course, we don't remember much until we're 4 or 5 years old, and what we remember at that early age is very selective or incomplete or even false. What Jack recalled as the first time he felt the need to reach for his mom's hand was probably the 100th or 200th time. Preschool tests revealed that Jack Burns had a vocabulary beyond his years, which is not uncommon among only children accustomed to adult conversation, especially only children of single parents. But of greater significance, according to the tests, was Jack's capacity for consecutive memory, which, when he was 3, was comparable to that of a 9-year-old. At 4, his retention of detail and understanding of linear time were equal to an 11-year-old's. The details included, but were not limited to, such trivia as articles of clothing and the names of streets. These test results were bewildering to Jack's mother, Alice, who considered him to be an inattentive child. In her view, Jack's propensity for daydreaming made him immature for his age. Nevertheless, in the fall of 1969, when Jack was 4 and had not yet started kindergarten, his mother walked with him to the corner of Pickthall and Hutchings Hill Road in Forest Hill, which was a nice neighborhood in Toronto. They were waiting for school to be let out, Alice explained, so that Jack could see the girls. St. Hilda's was then called a church school for girls, from kindergarten through grade 13. At that time still in existence in Canada, and Jack's mother had decided that this was where Jack would begin his schooling, although he was a boy. She waited to tell him of her decision until the main doors of the school opened, as if to greet them, and the girls streamed through in varying degrees of sullenness and exultation and prettiness and slouching disarray. "Next year," Alice announced, "St. Hilda's is going to admit boys. Only a very few boys, and only up to grade 4. Jack couldn't move. He could barely breathe. Girls were passing him on all sides, some of them big and noisy, all of them in uniforms in those colors Jack Burns later came to believe he would wear to his grave, gray and maroon.